I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It is a wonderful, wonderful world. Wow. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is, of course, the regular Monday night show at 5. I bet you're saying, wait a minute, that voice sounds familiar. Yes, that's because you're right. This is Dr. Pat. And I'm here tonight with Mary Mannon Morrissey. This is our show that we do together, Life Solutions. And boy, do we have lots to talk about tonight. Now, Mary Mannon Morrissey, if you're not familiar with her work, I'm going to give you the short abbreviated version, and then I'm going to give you the website, because that's where you can find out about the fabulous things she's doing. Minister, teacher, and author. She is best-selling author. She, for a number of years, the founder of and senior minister of the Dynamic Church Living Enrichment Center, has traveled the world, has sat beside the Dalai Lama, and has created a forum for each and every one of us right now to tap into, so that we could really explore the blessings of what we are and who we are on this earth. And I'm talking about her Life Mastery Program and, of course, Life Solutions. And for those of you that have listened to this show before, you know that I've talked about the books Building Your Field of Dreams and also No Less Than Greatness. And both of those books we have featured on this show and on my other shows, the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And so we are totally jazzed about doing this series with Mary. And Mary, thank you so much for joining the show today. Again, my co-host and regular Monday partner.
Hi, Pat. I'm glad to be here.
We're glad to have you here. I mean, this has just been a fabulous, fabulous journey. I mean, folks are loving this show. And I think that I wanted to ask you, in starting off today, today was a very big day for those of us at the Dr. Pat Show. We launched two new shows today, one in the Florida market and one on Healthy Life. And, you know, in all of that you're seeing in the world, there's sort of this idea that one side of the coin says that the earth is going through some devastating effects and the vibration on the planet is all at its all-time low. And then there's the other side that are saying, fasten your seatbelt. We're ready to really, you know, kick things off in a new way, a new evolution. What are we talking about when we talk about evolution?
Well, we have a 14 billion year history on this planet of evolution. We just have never before in the history of the Earth been at a moment when human technology has impacted our natural ecological system to the degree that we are measuring and seeing and no longer able to deny those who are really paying attention. Al Gore just came out with a movie that's making the national scene right now, and people who are willing to pay attention are recognizing that it's imperative that conscious people wake up right now and move from critical mass to a critical mass of evolution, which begins with the self. And then as we become more awake, everything we do changes. Everything we experience broadens and expands. And deep down, it's a life that every one of us yearns for. So it's not only the opportunity or the responsibility, but it's a great joy to do this process. So we're in a 14-billion-year trend, and there's a pretty long history here of the Earth figuring out how to handle itself and survive. But we've gone through plagues. We've gone through huge climatic changes over those times. And it looks like we're headed for something right now short of a and there are many, many people right now who absolutely believe we have plenty of time to make a shift as conscious people wake up. And that's why it's so important that programs like yours and networks like yours are on, because we're reaching lots of people who might they have this realization or something awakening in them, and then by being able to hear a program like this one or one you're doing, they recognize they're not the only one in the world who feels this way.
Well, and you know, I'm discovering that left and right. I mean, today's show for everyone, and you know, Mary and I have gotten together, and you know, Mary's going to talk about what we're calling unlocking the codes for self-evolution. Unlocking the codes for self-evolution, because part of this, Mary, is exactly like you've said. I mean, there's billions and billions of years, and of course, the question is, what role should we play in all of this?
Well, if we just for a moment look at the evolutionary spiral, everything in the universe has the spiral, even our DNA is a spiral coding, and there is a coding for our own personal evolution. We're part of this universal evolution. We're not apart from it. So there's an evolution occurring at every single point within the universe, and that means every single person today who's listening, you are a point of evolution. Now, you can do this consciously, or you can just go for the ride. But if you do this consciously, what happens is your whole life experience expands. At every turn of the spiral, there has been a jump to higher consciousness, greater freedom, through more complex order, from molecule to cell to animal to human, from Homo habitus to Homo erectus to Homo Neanderthal to Homo sapiens to great avatars, to visionaries, to seers. We are evolving. And when we place ourselves in this spiral, going through the next turn of the spiral, we see that within every one of us is this urge or this pull to express ourselves more fully and more freely. And the great masters have talked about this, and now there's sort of many, many more people are realizing that that there's a pull within every one of us. In fact, the Talmud says that every blade of grass has an angel leaning over it, whispering, grow, grow, grow. Mm. So if anyone within the listening range today has been feeling a pull to the more, a pull to experience or express more or break the chains of that bind you in any way, know that you are feeling the pull of evolution upon you, and it is the pull of your soul, of your real self, saying you did not come here just to slug it out with getting your taxes paid and getting a 401k banked up, that you're here for more than that.
Yeah, I was talking earlier today about this. I don't know why I got this visualization, because I'm just going to pick up on what you just said. You know, slugging it out. I used this example of, you know, this dilemma that goes on for a lot of people, the dilemma that goes on between the faith and fear, and, you know, imagining them in a ring together. In one corner, you have, you know, an old friend, not always so helpful, called fear. And in the other corner, you have another friend called faith. And, you know, what can we do to ourselves? What can we do, the average person? What can we do to discern between how to tap into, you know, the one in one corner there in the dark trunks, which we know is fear, or the other one in the lighter trunks, which we know is faith, in the process of self-evolution?
Well, my experience of faith and fear is that faith just doesn't slug it out with fear. Faith has a higher understanding, any more than a person who understands multiplication wouldn't slug it out with a person who doesn't even understand arithmetic.
That's right.
That our fear is a less evolved part of us. It really doesn't is looking at circumstances and believes in the power of circumstances versus believes in the presence or the power of who we really are. So there's a great teaching story about how you deal with this, and that has to do with the Native tradition. And so this young brave goes to his chief because he's about to go out on a 21-day vision quest. And not all the braves return from the vision quest because they meet with animals out in the wild. Mm. So it's fearful for him. And his fear is getting the better of him. And he says to his chief, he says, it's like there's these two dogs fighting inside of me, which is hence the ring we're talking about with your metaphor. And there's a white dog and a black dog, and they're just fighting it. And I don't know who will win. The white dog says, I can do it, and the black dog says, I can't. And the chief just puts his hand on the brave, takes a deep breath, looks him in the eye, and he says, the white dog will win.
Mm.
And the brave says, how do you know? And he says, because you will feed him. Now, what we feed either the white trunks, the black trunks.
That's right.
We feed the white dog, the black dog, with our attention. And so part of self-evolution is learning how that what you put your attention on is where you're putting your intention. And there are seven codes for self-evolution that as you unlock those codes, you evolve naturally. It is natural for you to become a great master. It is natural for you to have financial freedom. It is natural for your creativity to flow in such a way that you like waking up in the morning, and you're just, that life itself is thrilling. That's what's natural to us. But we cover that over and we dampen it and we swim in the shallows of what's possible because we get distracted and we get focused on circumstances and situations and what we've been programmed to believe. That's part of the trance that most people live in. But right now, part of the gift of having a world that has gone through hurricanes and tsunamis and earthquakes and all the many things that we're seeing is that it's beginning to get our attention. And we're beginning to put our attention off just getting and gathering. And we're beginning to put our attention on, gosh, maybe I'm here for something more than I've thought. And what the interesting thing is, as you begin to pay attention to what you're really here for, getting and gathering takes care of itself. And all of those things that we thought we needed to have just begin to flow because we're in our own flow.
And that's really, really important, isn't it? I mean, and, you know, Mary, I want to just ask you this question because I know that, you know, I've battled my own demons, and, you know, there have been times where I thought I was in the flow, but reality is that I really didn't know about the flow. I mean, it felt like the flow really just masked over with a numbness, and that's mm-hmm. really all pretty much, you know, I was used to. But do you believe that everyone out there has had at some point in time in their lives experience what it is to be in the flow?
I think so. And I think particularly if those who can remember their early childhood before it got covered over, or maybe you climbed a mountain or you had a baby or you graduated from college or high school or you had a moment or you fell in love. And the whole world changed. I mean, for a moment, the day you graduated, you walked through the world and things were different because you were in a state of being. That state of being we associate with the event, but the state of being is really a place inside of ourselves. It is the truest place inside of ourselves. And the codes for self-evolution give us access to that state of being that's independent of the circumstance or situation. Jesus talked about experiencing a peace that passes all understanding. He's talking about an experience of aliveness that is independent of the circumstances we're facing. It confounds you. It's not based on the things of this world, where most of us think, if I can just get this handled or that done or this paid off or my boss to settle down or the project done, then I can feel relaxed or peaceful or happy or content. And it's a rat race.
It is.
Because as soon as we get that one, then the next one's in front of us.
Exactly. Well, you know, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Life Solutions with Mary Manna Morrissey and me, Dr. Pat Basile. We are talking about unlocking the codes for self-evolution. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to explore this question. Why does it matter? Why does it matter to the average person? Why does self-evolution matter to the average person, a person like me and like you? That's a really key question. Stay tuned. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with Life Solutions.
Join Mary Manna Morrissey for a 6-month course where you will discover, explore, and practice mastery skills, creating an opportunity to transform every area of your life. Through the Life Mastery course, you'll participate in a weekly live teleclass with Mary, as well as receive a monthly mastery manual and a meditation CD for each month's teaching. You'll also receive a daily 1-minute inspirational phone call from Mary throughout the entire 6-month course. The cost of the Life Mastery course is only $995, and if you sign up by May 29th and mention the Dr. Pat Show, you'll receive a $200 discount. That's right, a $200 discount on this amazing, life-changing, transformational course. For more information, call 503-922-3460. That's 503-922-3460. Or contact Karen at lifesolutions.com. That's LifeSolutions.com.
Take the first step to better health and get the ultimate body fuel with awareness products. Whether you want to lose weight, energize yourself, or improve your overall health, our products are a natural approach based on time-tested ingredients. For more information, contact Sally Wren at welove.awarenesslife.com. That's welove.awarenesslife.com. Or call 206-363-7194. That's 206-363-7194 for awareness products.
Occasional indigestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Visit digesteasy.com. That's digesteasy.com. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
You're invited to attend American Pacific University's Clinical Hypnotherapy Seminar August 25th through the 27th in Seattle for 40% off. Hypnosis is a scientifically verified and effective technique to help us change our lives. You'll learn how to guide yourself and others to lose weight, quit smoking, and be free of physical pain. Fascinating discussions, informative demonstrations, and interactive exercises will let you use hypnosis after only one weekend. Call 1-800-63-HYPNO or go to ampac.edu to learn more.
Are you ready to kick your life up a notch? Tired of just surviving? The award-winning Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, is your way to living the life you want without regrets, without limitations. This empowering, inspirational show with dynamic host Dr. Pat Basile will leave you shouting, "Yes, I can." Dr. Pat is a master career and belief coach, dynamic seminar leader, and creator of Crust Busting. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show on AM 1150 KKNW, Monday through Friday, 11 to noon, and worldwide on www.thedrpatshow.com.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem. Come as you are. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Oh, yeah, that'll get you to moving. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Life Solutions here with Mary Manna Morrissey and me, Dr. Pat Basile. We come to you every Monday at 5, right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. We are very grateful for it. I'm telling you, so grateful for 1150 AM KKNW. Beyond you can even imagine. You talk to anybody across the country, they will tell you that there is nothing like this in the towns that they live in. And as a matter of fact, we've turned on lots of people through the internet because you can listen to this live and anywhere in the world. And this show on Monday is with Mary Manna Morrissey. And we're very, very thrilled that, we're talking tonight about something that is really very important. And I know it's important from my own personal perspective, but I know that what Mary's talking about is going to really help each and every one of us to truly unlock the codes. Now, Mary, before we get started, I just want to mention that you are also going to be in the Seattle area on June 14th with Barbara Marks Hubbard.
Week from Wednesday.
Wow.
Yeah, next week, Wednesday night.
That is fabulous. You're going to be at Seattle Unity, and it's going to be an event that's happening between 7 and 9 p.m. If you want to find out more information about this, I'm going to make it really easy for everyone. Very simple. You can go to seattleunity.org and check it out right on the homepage. And the event is called What the World Needs Now is You. That's with you, Mary Manna Morrissey, and, of course, Barbara Marks Hubbard.
Right, one of the great evolutionary thinkers of our times, both Joseph Campbell and Buckminster Fuller, colleagues of hers. Buckminster Fuller said, "This woman is the most informed person on the planet in the area of futurism." And she saw 25 years ago not only what is occurring and can occur for the Earth, but more than that, the human person, the average person, our role in co-evolving possibilities for not only our generation, but our children and their children and their children.
And that's what we left. That's the question we left for everyone, including us, to really contemplate before the break. And the question is, why does it matter to the average person? I mean, why does self-evolution matter to me? Why does it matter to you? And that's part of what we're talking about, unlocking the codes for self-evolution. So why does it matter, Mary?
Well, it matters because at a personal, just at a fundamentally personal level, our state of being, whether we feel generally happy or whether we feel anxious or frustrated or too busy, all of the states of being where we tend to live our lives, this gift of human birth is a very precious gift. And we get to co-evolve whether we're going to have a life that we just get through or a life that we really live. And when we put our head down on the pillow the last time, which we're all going to do at some point, we know that we didn't miss the opportunity. So regardless of whether you care about the Earth climate or you care about your children or their children and grandchildren, really what you're going to leave behind you, every person feels some pull towards greater states of being. And it'll show up as frustration. It'll show up as discontent. It'll show up as yearning for the more, the better. And all of that is the universe itself saying to you, you are coded for evolution. You're coded for more than you know. And either you will lean into and say yes to participating in entering into an awareness of who you are and bringing it forth, or you begin to go numb, and then all of the negative emotions begin to increase as we shut off from ourselves, because that really is the source of our life.
And
so it's a matter of life and death. Ultimately. It's a matter of life and life abundantly, or a kind of death where you keep breathing, but your aliveness diminishes and you begin to just live in a very narrow capacity of what you're capable of.
And every day you just keep killing more and more of that spirit.
That's right. Well, you lose touch with it. Absolutely.
Well, that was part of my question before, because I have to tell you that I think we could get to a place where we become so numb that we don't really know that there is an alternative, that, you know, we forget that spark. And in this conversation, as we explore, you know, what does it matter? What does it matter that you're listening to this show? What are we talking about when we talk about self-evolution? What does it matter to anyone? I mean, do you believe that you can make a difference? And so the point of all of this, Mary, isn't it to really explore what life is like as we take on and say yes to the process of self-evolution? It has numerous benefits, numerous things that once we experience them, will really, we will not want to go back.
So it isn't about trying harder. It's not about
running faster,
doing more, accomplishing, getting more focused. It's a different way of being. Evolving means a different way of being. So I want to just read this. Do you have time for like a 2-minute story?
Yes, you do.
Okay. This is written by Price Pritchard, and it really speaks to what we're speaking of today. I'm sitting in a quiet room at the Millcroft Inn, a peaceful little place hidden back among the pine trees about an hour out of Toronto. It's just past noon, late July, and I'm listening to the desperate sounds of a life-or-death struggle going on a few feet away. There's a small fly burning out the last of its short life energies in the futile attempt to fly through the glass of the windowpane. The whining wings tell the poignant story of the fly's strategy. Try harder. But it's not working. The frenzied effort offers no hope for survival. Ironically, the struggle is in part of the trap. It's impossible for the fly to try hard enough to succeed at breaking through the glass. Nevertheless, the little insect has staked its life on reaching its goal through raw effort and determination. This fly is doomed. It will die there on the windowsill. Across the room, 10 steps away, the door is open. 10 seconds of flying time, and this small creature could reach the outside world it seeks. With only a fraction of the effort now being wasted, it could be free of this self-imposed trap. The breakthrough possibility is there. It would be so easy. Why doesn't the fly try another approach, something dramatically different? How did it get so locked in on the idea that this particular route and determined effort offered the most promise for success? What logic is there in continuing until death to seek a breakthrough with more of the same? No doubt this approach makes sense to the fly, but regrettably it's an idea that will kill. Trying harder isn't necessarily the solution to achieving more. It may not offer any real promise for getting what you want out of life. Sometimes, in fact, it's a big part of the problem. If you stake your hopes for a breakthrough on trying harder than ever, you may just kill your chances for success. And that's what we're talking about, is a radically whole new way of being that is so much easier and more freeing. and alive making. And that's what evolution really offers us. And part of it is not evolution so much in the way we've thought, but our own self-evolution, getting in touch with really the yearnings that we have within ourselves. And there are seven codes, Pat, that actually that's part of what we'll be talking about next Wednesday night at Seattle Unity. And I hope that our listeners will come. It's 7 to 9. It's $15. And you'll experience a movie that we're going to show, a 40-minute movie called it's about the emergence. It's Finding a Way Through Together, which is
Humanity Ascending.
Ascending, Finding Our Way Through Together.
Mm-hmm.
And it will... so there's a 40-minute movie, then I'll be presenting, and Mark Hubbard will be presenting. There'll be time for questions and answers, and it will be we're taking this in many different parts of the country, and the audiences they don't want to leave the room when the program's over, because it is very invigorating and enlivening, and there are some very practical help for each one of us that is given that night. So I hope your listeners will come.
Well, I know that I'm going to be there. I mean, I wouldn't miss it. And I think that when we think about Barbara and you and the work that you're doing together, it is really transformative. I mean, I'm thrilled. I'm getting chills even thinking about this. So we'll make sure that everyone out there hears about this, not just tonight, but of course on my show during the week, to make sure that you have the opportunity, to attend. That's $15. And I would suspect that there will be a lot of people there. If you want to find out more or get these tickets, I really do suggest that you get the tickets, that you call. You ready? Here it goes. 206-622-8475, extension 120. I'll give it to you again. 206-622-8475, extension 120. Everything is on the SeattleUnity.org website. And please make sure you write this down. This is an event that you will definitely want to attend. I know that I will be there. You know, Mary, let's get ready to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk more about how to get this process of self-evolution started. What can each and every one of us do? If you're out there and you've got some questions or would like to chime in and get some assistance from Mary tonight or from myself, let me give you the number. 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. You're listening to Life Solutions with me, Dr. Pat Basile, and Mary Manon Morrissey. We'll be right back.
Join Mary Manon Morrissey for a 6-month course where you will discover, explore, and practice mastery skills, creating an opportunity to transform every area of your life. Through the Life Mastery course, you'll participate in a weekly live teleclass with Mary, as well as receive a monthly mastery manual and a meditation CD for each month's teaching. You'll also receive a daily 1-minute inspirational phone call from Mary throughout the entire 6-month course. The cost of the Life Mastery course is only $995, and if you sign up by May 29th and mention the Dr. Pat Show, you'll receive a $200 discount. That's right, a $200 discount on this amazing, life-changing, transformational course. For more information, call 503-922-3460. That's 503-922-3460, or contact Karen at lifesolutions.com. That's LifeSolutions.com.
NCD, a new oral detoxification product that reduces the effects of environmental toxicity and can help millions across the globe. Natural Cellular Defense is an effective oral detoxifier, a tool in the fight against toxicity. Join our Copious Health team to raise awareness about environmental toxicity and this safe new product. Go to copioushealth.com or call 206-423-6596. That's 206-423-6596. Copioushealth.com.
Sitting by the fire, making memories. Let's pass around the coffee, hear the whisper in the trees. Another day behind us, the moon is on the rise. Finding your music with Ava tonight.
Tune in Fridays at 5 p.m. for Finding Your Music here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Want to get out of the rat race and stay out? Let Mary Hendrickson, cash flow specialist from First Horizon Home Loans, show you how. Mary takes 27 years of successful banking and brokering and turns them into stepping stones that pave the way to your financial independence. All loans closed for Dr. Pat Show listeners receive a $300 reduction in closing costs. Call Mary today at 425-576-2249 and begin your path to financial freedom. That's 425-576-2249.
You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Ah, yeah. You're listening to Life Solutions with me, Dr. Pat Basile, and my co-host, Mary Manning Morrissey. Again, if you've got questions or comments, we're taking your calls right now at 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or 1-888-298-5569. And you know what? I'm plugged in. So if you have a question and you want to send it via email, you can send it to live, L-I-V-E, at thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R, patshow.com. And we will answer your questions. But I've got a question, Mary, and it's a question that I tend to ask quite often whenever I'm in a place where I know I need to get started doing something. And the question is, how do I begin? I ask this question of spirit most often, but it's the question right now we're talking about with the idea of self-evolving. How do people get started in this process?
Well, begin by paying attention to the feelings that are within you of wanting to grow, wanting to expand, or wanting to create. Sometimes the feeling of wanting something to be more first shows up as a limit, or you want to make more money, or you want to break through some perceived experience of limitation. That's really the call of evolution. That's the call of the you that is more than you're experiencing yourself to be, and it's seeking a breakthrough. And so paying attention to that, to notice, is how you begin. Then what you do with it is the second part.
Mm.
You asked me on the break, Pat, about my going to Mexico. A few years ago, I went to Mexico with my kids, and we took a day. We went on a four-wheel kind of ride through the sand dunes, and it was like a four-wheel, ATV four-wheel.
I know, an off-road.
It was fun. Everyone had helmets, but it was like a motorcycle with folks, and so it was scary to me, and I had never driven one before, and the kids were just, they're all, you know, teenagers and adults in their 20s, and so they were just having a great time flying over these sand dunes, and I'd heard about these things flipping over, and I was frightened. So I was paying more attention to my fear of this vehicle than having fun, and I was able to ride it down the sand dunes and up and down the beach, but when it was getting time to take the bikes back, I had to go up the sand dunes, I started to go up the smallest of the sand dunes, and I got part way up, and then the bike would slide back down, and I'd go back up and get halfway back, get up and slide back down. And I'm watching these kids, all my daughter and my sons are just flying up and down them, and I'm thinking, well, there's some way to do this. And pretty soon they were all gathered around me, and Matt, my youngest, leans in my ear, and he says, Mom, don't let your fear get in your way. And, and I just couldn't seem to make it work. And finally my son-in-law, who's a Mexican national, married to my daughter, he leaned over and whispered in my ear because he didn't want to embarrass me. And he said, Mama, you have power you are not using. Take your foot off the brake. And what would happen is every time I would get halfway up the hill, I would start to get afraid. And without even realizing it, I was putting my foot on the brake. And so there was all the power that I needed to get up that hill and more. But I myself was getting in my own way. And I didn't even know it. And that was so powerful for me, that experience in realizing, you know, way bigger than getting a four-wheeler up a sand dune, is how we all have power that we don't even realize. and that in an unconscious way we put our foot on the brake. When we get to a perceived limit or we get to a perceived understanding of what we're able to accomplish. You know how they train elephants in India?
No.
Baby elephants are unruly. They don't want to be tethered. And so they put these big, strong ropes on the baby elephant's leg, and they big, strong stake. And they stake that elephant, and the elephant tugs and pulls and makes sounds and tries to get away. But the size of the rope, the dimension of the rope, and the depth of the stake are stronger than that baby elephant's pull. And eventually the baby elephant gives up. And over time, as the elephant grows in size, the trainer, because elephants are used in India as beasts of burden, they pull the plows in the fields, mm-hmm. Because cows are sacred in India. So as the elephant grows, instead of increasing the dimension of the rope and the depth of the stake, the trainer lightens that, because what the elephant realizes or thinks over time is it's experienced a limit, and it stops using its own strength. It stops trying. And as soon as it feels a little pull, it leans into it rather than pulling in the direction it wants to go. And the way they get the elephants, adult elephants, to do whatever they want is they make these tiny little ropes that are made out of river reeds. And the river reed, the elephant feels a little tug and goes with it because it, deep down, it believes it's not powerful enough to go in the direction it wants. And ultimately, we all have a tendency to get caught in what we might call river reed thinking, where we get just like that fly, thinks, oh, I just got to try harder, or I got to be more disciplined, or instead of trusting a process that leads us to the power that we all have within ourselves, that is greater than any perceived limit or circumstance that we're facing. But it's a process. And so this evolving process is delightful. I mean, just as if you're going through grade school and you graduate and you get to go to high school. I mean, where you are, wherever we are in our lives right now, we're invited into the next stage of evolution of the self coming into form as us.
What a wonderful statement for your, is it your son-in-law?
Yes.
To make to you, that to point out that you have power beyond your even imagining. And
yep.
It's really incredible. I mean, what if we were to tell ourselves and truly believe that each and every waking day?
Well, that is the process of making a decision to live by design rather than to live by default. Because we don't get a choice about whether we're going to create. Every one of us, I mean, we're just heading into June now. I mean, it's the 5th of June.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this month. It's a never-lived-before month. We will create experiences in this month. Some people, it said, live 90 years, and some people live 1 year 90 times. And we're just completing the first half of the year 2006. This is the sixth month. And it absolutely can be the very best year of your life, if we're willing to evolve, if we're willing to let things be new.
Well, I guess the key to evolution, especially self-evolution, the idea that our past sets no precedence for the future.
That's right. And that absence of evidence is not evidence of absence.
But boy, we really believe otherwise, though. I know I have. And really, if I didn't have the evidence, boy, I could make something up.
Well, we tend to.
Absolutely. I mean, give me a blank piece of paper. I'm good to go.
Yeah, right.
I can be very, very creative with that. You know, I think what we're saying.
But what you just said is really the point.
Uh-huh.
Is that you can be very, very creative.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be very, very creative, every one of us, in creating limitation. You can be very, very creative in creating freedom. And we are very, very creative. That's it. We are very, very creative. And the patterns of our thinking are very creative.
And that's just not you and me sitting here doing this show. I mean, we're each gifted with the power to create. There aren't people that, you know, have a limitation on the way that they create, except for what they've established for themselves. I mean, it really gets to the story that you told of the elephant. What's really true is the bottom line question, though, isn't it, Mary?
Absolutely.
I mean, isn't that the sense of what we're talking about when we talk about self-evolution and we talk about really looking at putting ourselves at a different place from where we are right in this moment?
It's just as the story about the fly flying through, trying to get out into its its perceived freedom by trying harder. It would require of that fly something radically different in order for it to have a much higher order of freedom in its life. And it's the same thing for us. But until we're introduced to the possibility, we tend to just keep doing more of what we've done before and tend to experience just a variety of basically the same results.
So then the question comes, how do we know that we're making progress? I mean, how do we keep track of the fact that this is where I am today and tomorrow I'm going to be at a very different place in my evolution? You know, how do we get to gain a sense of this in our lives?
Well, one of the ways to do some tracking is to set some intentions and to not try to change your whole life at once, but begin to become conscious about your co-creative capacity and pick an area of life that you would like to evolve and become conscious about you evolving your own life. So whether, say, you have a relationship with a child that's difficult, or your mother, or your boss, or some relationship in your life that you would like to improve, and then you become intentional around, but you design in your mind that relationship. You begin to imagine it in the way you would like to experience it. Mm. You begin to hear them and you saying things to them and them saying things to you that are congruent with the relationship you would like to create. Most of us, if we're having a difficult relationship, what we're energizing is the difficulty. We rehearse it, we nurse it, we curse it, and we keep repeating the problem, and we have these imaginary arguments inside of ourselves. So what we're evolving is the problem instead of the solution. So we get a blueprint then of what we want to create. Pick one area of your life you'd like to evolve, and then you begin to become more conscious about your capacity to basically co-create or bring into form whatever you would choose. And in a way, not always exactly how you would choose it, but in a way that is life-giving. And so you invite yourself, the self that is evolving through your experience into form, to guide you. We were talking about creating a new website, that you actually ask that higher self to guide you in the creation of a website. You ask that self to guide you in the creation of a perfect outcome for this relationship. And you can begin every single day with inviting yourself into the co-creation of the perfect day. And you, as Karen would say, my colleague, you've set down tracks for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And with those tracks, then you've already sent a part of yourself out ahead of your own, in a sense, your own human experience. And it's in the Bible it says, "I go forth before you to prepare the way for you." Well, your intention goes before you to mm-hmm. help prepare the way. If you're hungry and you think, "I need to get something to eat," and you walk down the street, everything you see is what there is to eat.
That's right.
And if you're looking for a red sports car, everywhere you look, you start seeing red sports cars. And if you're looking for a date, everywhere you see is somebody you think might be available. And so we're very powerful creators. We just don't realize how really powerful we are, and then we play like we're not.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the key to what we're going to talk about in the next segment of the show. You're listening to Life Solutions with Mary Manna Morrissey and myself, Dr. Pat Basile. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how you can find out more about this, and also a reminder of the upcoming event. For more information about the work that Mary's doing, go to lifesolutions.com. LifeSolutions.com. More about that when we come back. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. We'll be right back.
Seattle Unity Church is a welcoming spiritual community in the heart of Seattle, dedicated to inspiring, deepening, and celebrating individual and collective spiritual journeys. Come to Seattle Unity on Sunday, June 11th from 1 to 4 p.m. for best-selling author Tama Kievs, author of This Time I Dance. Tama is a sought-after career coach who's helped thousands of people worldwide to live their creative dreams. For more information, go to seattleunity.org.
Within each of us is a call to greater life. Now, Mary Manon Morrissey, minister, author, and teacher, helps you discover your own greater life in a brand new interactive radio show. Introducing Life Solutions with Mary Manon Morrissey. Real people, real problems, real solutions. Life Solutions Radio, Mondays at 5 p.m., part of the Dr. Pat family.
Occasional indigestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Call 1-866-NO-BLOAT. That's 1-866-NO-BLOAT. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
Put money in the bank, not in your tank. Gas prices skyrocketing, emissions polluting our air. This doesn't have to be your story. Save an average of 7 to 19% miles per gallon now with Ethos Fuel Enhancer, a revolutionary product currently being used by the U.S. government and China to significantly increase miles per gallon, extend your engine's life, and reduce toxic emissions. This non-hazardous, non-toxic fuel enhancer is available now by calling 1-877-919-5417. That's 1-877-919-5417. Take the money out of your tank and put it in the bank, or visit ethosfuelpower.com.
Bonjour, my name is Véronique Raskin. I founded the Organic Wine Company 25 years ago. If you love wine and have not tried our French wines, you are in for a treat. Nowadays, people everywhere are buying organic fruits and vegetables because they know they taste better. Organic grapes are so luscious. When turned into wine, you can really taste the difference with every sip. So our wines are delicious and eco-friendly. So I want to make it easy for you to try them out. Call me right away at 1-888-ECO-WINE and I will send you three of my favorite organically grown French wines at half off the regular price. That's just $25 plus shipping. Isn't that magnifique? I think so. If you don't share my enthusiasm, I'll gladly refund your money. So take me up on my offer and call me at 1-888-ECO-WINE. ECOWINE. Au revoir.
Seattle Unity Church presents Possapalooza, the national concert tour of the New Thought Songwriters Tribute on Friday, June 16th at 7 p.m., featuring Aaron McGowan, Emmy-winning singer-songwriter Faith Riviera, platinum-selling Disney songwriter David Friedman, and many more. Tickets are $12 in advance or $15 at the door. Go to SeattleUnity.org for more information.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? The choice is clear. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
All right, everyone. There you go. Don't stop it now. Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on, as I would say. You're listening to Life Solutions with Mary Manon Morrissey and me, Dr. Pat Basile. This is part of the Dr. Pat Show family of radio. Much to listen to right here on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. And Mary, you know, we were talking during the break and we were talking about, you know, the people that are sort of leading the charge right now, the people that are really, as you would say, clearing the path for many of us. Let's talk about some of those people, and that's helpful for those that are listening to the show, how they can plug into some of the wisdom that exists for us.
Well, probably some of the foremost teachers in personal self-evolution have, in the last few years, have been certainly Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, Marianne Williamson, Joan Borisenko, other colleagues of mine, but the person that is right on the leading edge of this is really in the tip of the arrow is Barbara Marx Hubbard, a woman. Her father was owns a toy company, Marx. Before Mattel became the sort of mega toy company, there was Marx Toys. So as a young woman growing up in the East, on the East Coast, with being raised in a very privileged family, she was in the White House visiting presidents and did what women in that era did, got married, had five kids, and she's in her middle 30s and a housewife, and all of a sudden she begins to feel this urge within her to evolve, to become more, that there's more to her than having babies. And and in those days, the middle 50s, that was considered neurotic. And they sent her to psychiatrists for having this problem that she thought there was something she should contribute, that there was something more she wanted to bring. Then it didn't have anything to do with not loving her children or wanting to be a good mom, but it had to do with becoming more of who she really was. And that was really not a common thing that was happening, because we didn't understand that natural urge that isn't just in men, but it's in women as well.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, I shared with you during break the story of my mother, and my mother died at the age when I was at the age of 8 years old, and she had the same sort of aspirations. It wasn't in the same direction, of course, as Barbara Marx Hubbard, but that's not the point. I mean, she had something inside of her which said there is more to life.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that she was wanted to abandon the family. She just wanted to explore her own identity. And similarly, in the way that Barbara experienced it, the first thing that people wanted to do with folks, especially women of that era, was really get them to a place where they're numb and they calm down. And that was the case with my mom. It was, okay, what medication can we give her so that, you know, she basically is going to calm down and maybe this thing will go away. Well, you know what? It didn't go away. And I don't think it does go away.
No, it's not. It's not meant to go away.
Mm-hmm.
It's so medicating, we have a different form of it now. Because if you don't say yes to that life urge in you and you suppress it, ultimately you'll become depressed. And there are certain kinds of chemical depressions, but there are other depressions that come from really suppressing the natural urge to become who you're meant to be. And you just narrow down the whole flow of your own life.
So
why it matters and why is your own personal, each person's well-being, the well-being of their own family and a sense of a freedom in life. And it's natural to us to live lives that are full and free and creative. Some of the foremost teachers today are Barbara Hubbard, and that's why I partnered with her to create a program that really gives people some clues that you can practice. Where it's not about getting busier, it's not about trying harder, it's about like that fly, flying differently.
Yes.
You know, there are open doors. There's the universe itself delights to support you. It is natural to you to be creative and free and happy and whole. That's what's natural to you. And anything less than that is a misdirection of your energies. And some new understanding and some support can make all the difference in the world.
And, you know, that's also what you're offering in your Life Mastery programs as well.
Absolutely.
And the Miracle Minute. And I want to make sure that we talk about that, because the work that you're doing, Mary, really is clearing the path for so many of us. And I don't want to leave you out of this conversation. As humble as you are, I mean, I want to make it really clear that the work that you're doing and have done has really inspired so many people, and I'm one of those people. And so now you've created an opportunity for thousands of people to really take note of what it means to be self-evolved, of really how to do that. And do that not alone. Do that with a community of people. Isn't that what the Life Mastery Program is about?
It is that. It's a 6-month program where people get a chance to meet with me weekly. In fact, when I hang up from this call,
yeah,
I meet with my group every Monday night at 6 o'clock Portland time. And we come from all over the country on that call, and we spend, we get focused for the week. And then we have opportunities for, with the work that we're doing in the families that we live with or by ourselves, wherever we are, that the same principles as we begin to work together, as we begin to understand how we have access to the places in us that are yearning to express. It's very inspiring for me to see what happens in people's lives. And I've spent the last 25 years working in what I call the laboratory called life, working with literally thousands of different people. So it is the greatest joy for me to bring this to people and see what happens with their lives.
You know, I want to make sure that everyone has the website that they could go to and find out more about it, as well as sign up for the Miracle Minute,
right,
which is very, very inspiring.
Those who listen to the Dr. Pat Show get to have a free month of Miracle Minutes, where I record a phone call every day, and it gets You'll receive a call somewhere during your day that just says, hi, this is Mary Manning Morrissey. Let's pause for a moment, and together we can create a miracle minute. And then there's a one-minute inspiration focus for the day, quote or something to really help us stay inspired and stay on track. And if you can't take the call, you just let it go to your voicemail when you have time to listen for a minute and you listen to the call.
It really is a fabulous way to get the day started, as you said, to really have the path clear. I mean, if the path is clear, I mean, this image that I have in my mind is really this image of growing up and looking out and just thinking to myself, how am I going to get from here to where I am without having somebody plow something down or move something? And I really want to go from point A to point B in a very straight line because I really want to get there and I want to get there quickly, of course. I would feel that way. And So what you're talking about really just opens up the doors and really knocks down the hurdles because we're immediately set with the intention that this is a life that we are meant to live and a wonderful life at that. And that's and we can get that on the website, Mary, lifesolutions.com.
F-I-L-I-F-E and then soul right in the middle, S-O-U-L, L-I-F-E, S-O-U-L. U-T-I-O-N-S, lifesolutions.com.
Great. And also, let's remind everyone that on June 14th, Mary will be coming to town along with Barbara Marks Hubbard, and that's Wednesday, June 14th at Seattle Unity. And if you want to find out more about this, and I would encourage you to go to the website and get your tickets now, because I have a feeling this one is going to fill up rather quickly. Go to seattleunity.org. That's seattleunity.org. And thank you, Mary. Thank you for joining the show today again and for your powerful, powerful message. And we'll be right back here next Monday, right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. So, everyone, that, again, I want to just tell you that don't forget to tune in Monday through Friday at 11 o'clock for the Dr. Pat Show. And, again, we'll be back here at 5 with Mary Manning Morrissey and Life Solutions. And let me just give a plug for my friend Ava, who is going to – her show is on Fridays at 5, and that is Finding Your Music every Friday at 5, except for this Friday. Eric reminded me that I will be filling in with Mary, and we're going to just rock it up a little bit. So
it will still be on Friday at 5,
still
but
will
you're going to
be
filling
but I'm
in
gonna
as
be
the
doing my
guest
best
host.
To fill in. This is new territory
DJ
for me.
Dr. Pat.
That's me, of course. I'll make sure I put my little DJ outfit on. So join us then. And again, don't forget next Friday, same time, same station, right here with Life Solutions with myself, Dr. Pat Basile, and Mary Manning Morrissey, and much more to come. Make yourselves a fabulous, fabulous evening. And remember to just clear that pathway for what it is you want in this life. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. We'll see you next week.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.